I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The peace talks were a bust. M23 rebels seized a strategic mining hub in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo, defying calls for an immediate ceasefire. The rebels also took control of a road linking four provinces, cutting off the army's positions. At least 7,000 people have been killed and hundreds of thousands uprooted from their homes since January. Ajit Banyatwiaga says Transworld Radio is active on the air, offering refugees a place of peace amid tribulation. Pray that TWR receives the support it needs to keep these programs going.
Pray that the war ends very quickly. And then we pray for protection for the refugees. It's the rainy season when you are running away and there is rain, there is no solid shelter. It's a big problem.
And Cubs to Lions is a discipleship program for Muslim background believers. George Hosni with Horizons International says it was born out of pain.
We're seeing a lot of Muslims receive Christ, but they don't last long. Within a year, 2 years, even up to 10 years, they withdraw, they backslide and go into the world or return to Islam.
Central to the discipleship program is a week-long training conference.
In 1 week, what can you do? What I can do is basically explaining to them what it means to be a Christian, and the Christian lifestyle, Christian disciplines, and Christian worldview.
Participants receive follow-up study materials and are encouraged to meet regularly with others. So how can we be involved? Hosni has a starting point.
Those things need to be taught, but also modeled.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.